Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Keystone Sports Network at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. This is Ask Dustin, your usual Ask Greg, where your Penn State football and recruiting questions, I believe we got a wrestling question as well, were directed to Greg Pickle. They're going to be directed to me now instead. This segment brought to you by TailgateWine.com. Awesome gift ideas for that Penn State fan in your life. You got to check out the blue and white wine gift box. Also have some wine and barbecue pairings with sauces and rubs. Check it all out at tailgatewine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. Best question today, as determined by me. This is the, maybe first or second time I've ever had the power to get somebody drunk. All right. Yep. So that's on me today. You get a bottle of wine from tailgatewine.com. I'll pick the best question and then we'll be in touch. So, yeah.
Sounds good, Dusty.
Fire away, ready? Jimmy. Let's yeah.
Our first question comes from a buddy of mine, John in Fort Lauderdale. He's my buddy. We're email buddies.
Met through the Keystone Kickoff Show, right?
That's exactly it. John and I have exchanged emails on different topics. He sent me an email. He had a few questions, but there was one that I particularly liked. John wants to know this. What is the biggest reason for optimism in the 2019 season, and what's the biggest reason for pessimism?
So optimism, I would say, and it circles back to the conversation we just had. They can be phenomenal at linebacker. I think they can be more than adequate up front. They can be phenomenal at linebacker. And the creativity that could afford Brent Pry, like he's never had this type of linebacker depth chart before. And they're going to be good on the outside. I know they've got some, maybe a question mark or two on the back end. But defensively, like last season, they went into the year up the middle with a bunch of question marks. This year, I think they've got a lot fewer questions. They can be a lot more dynamic defensively. You saw that group improve as the year went on, especially against the run. And I think they're going to be in a much better starting position in 2019 than they were in 2018. I think that can be a real strength. I also love the running backs as a second point of optimism. Point of pessimism is there's just a lot that's going to be different about that offense, certainly starting at quarterback, where we don't know yet if Tommy Stevens is healthy. We don't know yet if he's going to win the job over Sean Clifford. We don't know yet how the offense could change based on whichever their skill sets are. We also know that a lot of the experience at the wide receiver spot left by transfer, by graduation in DeAndre Tompkins' case. We don't know yet if there's a chance of this, that there could be some addition by subtraction there. So there's some big-time potential, but and then on the right side of the offensive line too. So there's a bunch of little holes or big holes, depending how you want to look at it, that we don't know yet how they're going to fill them. We don't, I have some concerns about just the, depth at the tackle position as well. So if all things don't go well, if Rashid Walker doesn't develop to the point where he can hold down a starting job at right tackle, then what? I think, there's just a lot of newness on the offensive side of the ball, but it all starts at that quarterback position for me.
I'm comfortable with the changes at wide receiver, even at quarterback, but I'd be a lot more comfortable with that changeover in quarterback if there wasn't a changeover on the offensive line.
All that stuff in combination, I think, is the thing that makes you a little bit uneasy. I think they've got some good pieces, but we're going to need to see, and most teams, you have to say this, but we're going to need to see guys who haven't played certain roles jump into those roles this year in those spots.
All right, let's move on. I want to get to as many questions as possible. Just want to let you know, just like Penn State recruiting, the Keystone Kickoff Show has dipped into Florida also. We have John from Fort Lauderdale. Now we're going with David from Lakewood Ranch, Florida, who has the best email address in the world. He's Beach Wine Guy. David says, "Oh, all-knowing Greg." Or Dustin.
Little knowing Dustin, yeah.
"We know your expertise in all things football, but I want to challenge your wrestling knowledge. With Big Ten having some of the best wrestling programs in the country, how is it that Penn State rarely has a dual meet with Iowa? And how did the scheduling gods let Iowa miss Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan this year?"
I have the same question. And so Brandon Pelter, you know, he's got some good insights on this particular thing. So if you stay tuned to the show, we actually, you know, I'm going to ask him the same thing. You know, how does Iowa miss those three teams and still clinch a share of the Big Ten dual title? I'm not sure the ins and the outs of why Penn State and Iowa missed each other. I don't know. They have to make kind of a special exception to wrestle each other this year, and they just didn't do it. So I don't know the answer to that question, I'm afraid. I would love to see it. I think Iowa, especially, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, Gavin Teasdale leaves Penn State. He's kind of on the open market. Iowa has been mentioned as a possible landing spot for him. So if you end up with you know, with Gavin Teasdale, Spencer Lee, and Austin DeSanto, three Pennsylvania kids leading off that lineup. You know, Michael Kemmerer is another Pennsylvania kid. Caleb Young is starting for them. He's another Pennsylvania kid. They're really like Pennsylvania West at this point. I would never bet against Penn State in a duel like that, but Iowa's got some interesting things going. I think college wrestling deserves to see that matchup, and I can't think of the explanation why they haven't seen it.
But let's put it this way. The scheduling gods caused it to happen. However, David, will help you out. If Penn State did wrestle against Iowa, they would kick their butt, right?
I think it's Penn State.
All yeah. right. Let's move on. Next question. Another David. This one from Shippensburg. He says, linebacker, wide receiver, tight end, and cornerback all look like strengths in the upcoming season. Do you feel any of these positions is the best in the Big Ten?
What are the three positions again?
Four of them. Four. Linebacker, wide receiver, tight end, and cornerback.
So I think the most likely could be linebacker. That feeds right into, we just did the spring storylines. They have a wealth of talent there that they haven't been able to say in the past. You'll have Micah Parsons, who could grow in to become the Big Ten's best linebacker as soon as this season. You're going to see him, I feel like, getting into those double-digit tackles for loss. I expect Brandon Smith to play a pretty sizable role early. I expect him to be able to make a wide variety of plays too. You're going to be strong in the middle. So that linebacker depth chart is very, very good. Also, I'm a fan of the cornerback depth chart. I don't know what else everybody has. I do know last season Ohio State was pretty youthful in its secondary, and if most of those guys are back again, I don't know for sure. It's going to be hard to match what Ohio State does in its secondary, because they produce more talent from the safety and cornerback spots than really anybody else in the country. So, and I think Michigan brings back a fair amount. So linebacker would be most likely. Haven't really done a lot of roster breakdown on everybody else just yet, yeah. though.
Well, David from Shippensburg, if you hadn't listened to our segment on the linebackers, go back, listen to it, and you'll realize Dusty is very bullish on the linebacker room.
Oh, I am.
This year and the future.
No apologies for that one either.
All right. Next up, Tony from Easton. Who do you think will make a bigger impact on defense this year, Jason Owe or Brandon Smith? Love the show. Keep up the great work.
Okay. See, I think both of them, I think, are going to be in the same position. I don't think week one, either of them is a starter. We mentioned, is Brandon Smith an inside guy, an outside guy? I think he's an outside guy all the way. We'll start to learn more about that in the spring. If that's the case, then he's going to be a top reserve, and he's going to play a larger percentage of snaps than your normal reserve would. That's my anticipation. I would say the same thing about Jason Owe, that I don't think he's going to be your starter over a guy like Shane Simmons, because I think experience is going to count. Two additional years of experience is going to count. But I do think that Jason Owe will be a prime reserve who doesn't play 8 or 10 snaps. He's a reserve who's going to play 15, 18, 20 snaps, that type of guy to start the year. I think Owe will be in a better position to make more splash plays, because he's going to be put in a position where his athleticism and quickness, and, you know, I think he's got, for a guy who hasn't played a lot of football, he's got a pretty good array of pass rush moves too. You're going to see Penn State put him in a where you can put him on the field on third and long and just unleash him across the board. I think they're going to have a package. If you're third and long against this defense and you're able to move Yitor Gross-Matos inside, you're able to have Robert Windsor and then put Shaka Toney and Jason Owe or even Shane Simmons, you're going to have a pass rush that's going to be pretty mobile and pretty quick. So I think Owe is going to be in position to make more plays. I do think that Brandon Smith is going to be used in a way that he's going to be able to drop into coverage. He's going to be able to cover ground. He's going to be able to defend the run, kind of like Cam Brown did last season, where you saw him oftentimes out on an island by his own, playing some kind of zone or whatever. You're going to see Brandon Smith do that. But Jason Oway is going to make more plays that make your jaw drop.
All right, next up. Steve from Arlington, he says, last season, the problems that plagued Penn State offensively and on special teams at the start remained through the season. We've talked about that, haven't we, Dusty? What do you attribute this to, and do you think the lack of progress will continue to be an issue moving forward?
So I think what James Franklin is admitting whenever David Corley moves on, and as much as Phil Galliano was leaving on his own to be the assistant special teams coach for the Saints, I think both of those are moves that Penn State was either forcing or okay with. So it was either mutual on Galliano's part or Penn State wanted to make a change. I don't see how you can attribute. So the cupboard was not empty at those positions, at wide receiver or on special teams. They've gotten enough dynamic athletes on special teams that those coverage issues and things like that shouldn't have been an issue. The fact that you saw zero progress from week one until the end of the year, I do tend to put on coaching, because that is your job, is to right those wrongs and to make sure you're not making the same mistakes over and over and over again. When it came to the passing game, not getting any separation and not catching balls that are thrown your way, it's inexcusable. And I put that more on the coaches than I do the players. The fact that it didn't change over time. And then I think the same thing with coverage issues on special teams, that they just didn't improve from the start of the year to the end. I think there's some optimism, but James Franklin has to, where he didn't get those hires right last year, he's got to get those hires right this time.
All right. A real quick one. Bryce from Hoboken, formerly of Port Allegheny, PA. Greg and Dustin, now that we officially know Sanders is gone to the NFL, Slade will be more than likely be the starter. How do you see C.J. Holmes factoring into the rotation? He points out he's always overlooked, isn't he, C.J. Holmes?
Yeah.
And thanks for another great season of Penn State coverage. Real quick.
I'm going to overlook Holmes again, because I don't think he's going to be in better position than Noah Kane and Devin Ford. We don't know much about him yet, so it's hard not to overlook him. As far as best question goes, I love the reason for optimism, reason for pessimism, because we could go on and on. Like, I feel like we should do a whole show about that.
And we can. So you're saying my buddy John from Fort Lauderdale.
Your buddy John, yep.
The fix wasn't in. I did not tell you to do that, Dustin. That's it. We're going to have – what do we have coming up?
We got Penn State Wrestling. One more segment to go.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.